My brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus in the gospel today is crying out. And so we know that this is something we really need to listen to. We are reminded of what he said during the Easter season after he has risen, of what he said before he had risen from the dead, to show that he is trustworthy. A real prophet's words have to come to fulfillment. And so we know that the things that Jesus said were true. We all believe that. But emphasizing it for all of us, that he and the Father are one, that the Father sent him, that we should only be able to see the Father who created us if we believe in the Son who he sent. That Jesus is emphasizing that he's only doing these things because God the Father has sent him, and that this is the only way to the Father. And so this is so important for everyone to know and to hear. And so Jesus is crying out. He's saying it as loud as he can so that nobody will have any doubt that this is the one way to the Father and to heaven. So let us keep that close to our hearts, that Jesus announces the Father and his will and comes to do the Father's will. He doesn't come to condemn the world. He comes to save the world. And uniting ourselves to him is essential. This is why St. Paul had his conversion. He realized, oh, this is the only way to the Father. It's through Jesus. And so he announces Jesus. He asks Jesus, who are you, Jesus? We have to come to know Christ if we hope to know who the Father is. And we should know that when we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, his body and his blood, the Father is in Christ. We are able to receive, be close to the Father who made us.